Today we'd like to see the title of Ahaz and Hoshea in the 2 Kings chapter 16 and 17. To none was a share through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 16:11, the Urijah, the priest, built an altar according to all the king Ahaz had sent from Damascus. So Urijah, the priest, made it before King Ahaz came back from Damascus. Explain Urijah's mind or heart to King Ahaz compared with Azariah's to the previous king Uzziah, and what can we learn from here? Question 2, in chapter 17:6, in the ninth year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria took Samaria and carried Israel away to Assyria and placed them in Halah and by the harbor, the river Kojan, and in the city of the Medes. Why was Israel conquered by Assyria in the sight of God? And what can we learn from here? Last question in chapter 17:16. So they left all the commandments of the Lord their God, made for themselves a molded image, and two calves, made a wooden image, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served the Baal. Why were two calves made, and what can we learn from here? In the last time in 2 Kings chapter 15:38, so Jotham rested with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father. Then Ahaziah, his son, reigned in his place. Ahaziah, the 11th king of Judah, was an evil king, unlike his father Jotham. But his son Hezekiah, the good king, would be coming. Here, timetable of church history, right there. So today, focus on 722 before Christ, Assyria conquered Israel. That is basically, so later, Babylon conquered Judah 586 before Christ, about 200 years later. Isaiah, the 11th king of Judah, 736-716 before Christ, in chapter 16, and Hosea, the 19th king, or last king of Israel, in chapter 17. As both disobedient kings to God are stated, Israel lasted with disobedience to God for 200 years more, falling away by the four times invasion through Pul or Tiglath-Pileser the third, 744-727 before Christ, and Shalmaneser the fifth, 726 up to 722 before Christ, the kings of Assyria. Then Assyria resettled the inhabitants by moving Israelites out and moving foreigners in. Thereafter, Judah lasted with little obedience to God for total 400 years more, falling away by the three times captivity to Babylon in 536 before Christ. You may see time order of kings of the prophets right here. So here, right hand side, you know, the period of time there. So you may see that. So Also, Surah, resettlement between Israelite and foreigner. That's chapter 17, verse 24. That's relevant right here. Assyria, the Israel people come to Assyria area right here. Nineveh, Kutapa, Babylon, Media, you know, and so on, so like that. So, chapter 16, verse 1. And in the seventh year of Baca, the son of Ramaliah, Ahaziah, the son of Jotham, king of Judah, began to reign. At the time of Baca, the 18th king of Israel, Ahaziah, the 11th king of Judah, began to reign, supra. Then Isaiah was prophesying many to Judah. The vision of Isaiah, son of Amos, and he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaziah right here, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Verse 2, Ahaziah was 20 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and he did not do what was right in the sight of the Lord his God, as his father David had done. God sees Ahaziah's heart, mind, soul, spirit, or spiritual mind. Ahaziah was a bad king. Verse 3, but he walked in the way of kings of Israel. Indeed, he made his son pass through the fire, according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord had cast out from before the children of Israel. All kings of Israel were polytheists, or disobedient to God. In verses, in chapter 17, verse 3-39, requiring exclusive worshiping God. So they did not believe God or his word. Ahaz did imprint sacrifice to idols such as Moloch, Asherah, or Baal of the pagan nations had been cast out from the promised land by God. Isaiah 7:9. The head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is Ramaliah's son. If you did not believe, should you shall not be established. So basically, did not, you know, believe it. Then verse 4, and he sacrificed and burned incense on the high places, on the hills, and under every green tree. Ahaziah practiced idolatry like the kings of Israel. Verse 5, then raising king of Assyria, and Pekah, the son of Ramaliah, king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem to make a war. And they besieged Ahaz, but could not overcome him. Syria had an alliance with Israel, conquering Elath, the city of Judah. Then Edomites resided in Elath. So Ahaziah tried to make a treaty with the Tiglath-Pileser, the third king of the Assyria, to destroy that alliance. Verse 6, and that time raging king of Syria captured Elath for Syria, and drove the man of Judah from Elath. Then Edomites went to Elath and dwelt there to the day. 7, so Ahaziah sent a messenger to Tiglath, the Pileser king of Assyria, saying, I am your servant and your son, come up and save me from the hand of king of Syria and from the hand of king of Israel, who rise up against me. Then verse 8. And Ahaziah took the silver and gold that was found in the house of the Lord and in the treasuries of the king's house and sent it as a present to the king of Assyria. Without asking God's direction, Ahaz, for the treaty, gave the precious presents from the temple of God and the palace to the king of Assyria. He did not help directly Ahaz, king of Judah, to be against Israel, but conquered Damascus, the capital city of Assyria, and killed the raging king of Assyria. 2 Chronicles 28:20-21. Also, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, came to him and distressed him and did not assist him. For Ahaz took a part of the treasures from the house of the Lord and from the house of the king, from the idols, and he gave it to the king of Assyria, but he did not help him. Verse 10. Now King Ahaziah went to Damascus to meet Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and saw an altar that was at Damascus, and King Ahaziah sent it to Uriah, the priest, the design of the altar and its pattern according to all its workmanship. Although Isaiah delivered God's word to Ahaziah, king of Judah, to ask a miracle or a sign for himself, he rejected. Ahaziah, king of Judah, wanted on the king of Assyria, visited on the king of Assyria at Damascus, saw the altar and its pattern of pagan gods, and ordered Uriah the priest to make it according to its design. Isaiah 7:11-12. Ask a sign for yourself, for the Lord your God. Ask it either in depths or in the height above. But Ahaziah said, I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord. Verse 11. Then Uriah the priest built an altar according to the old king Ahaz had sent from Damascus. So Uriah the priest made it before King Ahaz came back from Damascus. Like Azariah the priest at the time of Uzziah, the previous ninth king of Judah, Uriah the priest obeyed King Ahaz's order fully before Ahaz came back. We should obey governing authorities which are appointed by God, unless they are against God. Here, Ahaz, king, ordered to make a pagan idol's altar was against God in the sight of God. So Uriah should not have obeyed Ahaz, king, but rebuked Ahaz at risk of his life. If so, he would have received great reward in heaven. Devils in Ahaz would have killed his body, but never killed his soul. The old cross reference right here, 2 Chronicles 26:17-19, Romans 13:1-2, Book of Acts 5:29, Matthew 5:11-12, Matthew 10:28. Verse 12 up to 19. And when the king came back from Damascus, the king saw the altar, and the king approached the altar and image offerings on it. So he burned his burnt offerings and his grain offering, and he poured his drink offering, and sprinkled the blood of his peace offerings on the altar. He also brought the bronze altar, which was before the Lord, from the front of a temple, from between new altar and the house of the Lord, and put it on the north side of the new altar. Then King Ahaziah commanded Elijah the priest, saying, on the great new altar, burn the morning burnt offering, the evening grain offering, the king's burnt sacrifice, and his grain offering, their grain offering, and their drink offering. Sprinkle on it all the blood of burnt offering, all the blood of sacrifice, and the bronze altar shall be for me to inquire by me. Thus did Elijah the priest according to all King Ahaziah commanded, and King Ahaziah cut off panels of the court and removed the lavers from them, and he took down the sea from the bronze oxen that were under it, and put it on a pavement of stones. Also he removed the Sabbath pavilion, which they had built in the temple, and he removed the king's outer entrance from the house of the Lord on account of the king of Assyria. When Ahaziah king came back in Jerusalem from Damascus, he made various offerings on the pagan altar. He moved out through Elijah the bronze altars into the north and put a new pagan altar there. He did various offerings there, made the people do so. The bronze altar were to be used only upon the king's inquiry. And he remodeled the temple of God with the panels of carts, the laborers' sea pavilion for Sabbath, and the king's outer entrance in order to accommodate the king of Assyria. See video right here, bottom line, you click on. Then it's right there, the library, see, you know, bottom line, bronze altar is there, it's all explained. This is remodeled by Ahaziah the king. Verse 19, now the rest of the acts of Ahaziah, which he did, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Judah? So Ahaziah rested with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. Then Hezekiah, his son, reigned in his place. Other things were written in Chronicles. He was dead, followed by Hezekiah, the 12th obedient king. Chapter 17 now. In the 12th year of Ahaziah king of Judah, Hosea, the son of Elah, became king of Israel in Samaria. And he reigned 9 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, but not as kings of Israel came up against him. And Hosea became his vassal and paid him tribute money. And the king of Assyria covered the conspiracy by Hosea, for he had sent messengers to Saul, king of Egypt, and brought no tribute to king of Assyria, as he did done year by year. Therefore the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. Now the king of Assyria went throughout all the land, and went up Samaria and besieged it for 3 years. Hosea became the 19th king, or last king of Israel. He was the last evil king than previous kings of Israel. The king of Assyria invaded Israel in the third time, after in the first times at the time of Menahem, the 16th king, and in the second time at the time of Pekah, the 18th king. Hosea became his servant and paid the tribute to him, but had a controversy with the king of Egypt against Assyria for years. So the king of Assyria in fourth or last time invaded bound Hosea in prison, went up all the land and besieged Samaria for 3 years. All cross-reference right here, 2 Kings 15:19, 2 Kings 15:29. Verse 6, in the 90th year of Hosea, the king of Assyria took Samaria and carried Israel away to Assyria and placed them in Hala and by the harbor, the leap of Gozan, in the cities of the Medes. Finally, first time. Assyria conquered Israel in 722 before Christ and carried people into Assyria, resettling to prevent revolt against Assyria and to struggle to survive in the foreign land. Our God is merciful, patient, and good. Through invasions, God had given Israel opportunities to confess their sin and return to Him, but they had not confessed their sins and sought His forgiveness. Finally, God gave them up. 1 John chapter 1, 9. So God is so faithful. You pray, if we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 7:23. For so it was the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, who had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and they had feared other gods, and had worked in the statute of nations whom the Lord had cast out from before the children of Israel, over the king of Israel, which they had made. Also the children of Israel secretly did against the Lord their God things that were not right, and they built for themselves high places in all their cities, from watchtower to fortify the city. The reasons why God allowed Israel to be destroyed are stated. There were a lot of practices for pagan idols, not only public sin, but also secret sin. But there is no secret sin in the sight of God, because God knows all things. 1 John chapter 3, 1 John 3, 20, 21. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater in our heart, knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have a confidence towards God. Self-judgment, yeah, that's allowed. And the children of Israel secretly and did against the law. They got things that were not right. And they built for themselves high places in all their cities, from watchtower to fortified cities. Verse 10. They set up for themselves the sacred pillars and wooden image on every high hill and under every green tree. Wooden images of Asherah, the goddess of sex, called as Ashtoreth of the Babylonians and the Aphrodite of the Greeks or Venus of the Romans, all perverted sex outside of valid marriage between a man and woman missed the mark set up by God. It's a sin. A little missing would grow seriously up to death, living Christ who gives abundant life. That's a cross-reference right here. Verse 11. There they burned incense on all the high places like the nations whom the Lord had carried away before them. And they did a wicked thing to provoke the Lord to anger. Verse 12. For they served the idols of which the Lord had said to him, "You shall not do these things." Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all of his prophets. Every seer saying, "Turn from your evil ways and keep my commandments, my statutes, according to all the law, which I commanded your father, which I sent to you by my servant the prophet. Verse 14, nevertheless they would not hear, but stiffened their necks like the necks of their fathers, who did not believe in the law of their God. Although God told through prophets or seers to turn from your evil ways and keep his word to both Israel and Judah. But all Israel and most Judah were not obedient to God in apostasy. Here Israel was suddenly destroyed without remedy. That's Proverbs 29, verse 1. He who often rebuked, hardens his neck, will suddenly be destroyed, dead without remedy. 16. So they left all the commandments of the Lord their God, made for themselves a molded image, and two calves made in wooden image, and worshipped all the hosts of heaven, and served Baal. Jeroboam, the first king of Israel, built Shechem, the worship place of God, and two golden calves, the likeness of God, for Exodus at Dan and Bethel, to prevent Israelite 3 times the worship service per year at the temple of God in Jerusalem, followed by worshiping various idols of wooden image, Asherah, stars, and Baal, the idol of knowledge. The cost to go to Jerusalem for 3 times per year worshiping was wiped out by Jeroboam. God measured the offering, donation, gift in a different standard than man. We often see the amount, but God sees the cost, such as poor widows, 2 mites for offering. The gospel is free to any receiver, but it cost God his only begotten son. Not a cheap Christianity, not in the New Testament, to worship the must worship God in spirit and truth wherever and whenever. The substance is of Christ in a matter of heart, mind, soul, or spirit. All cross reference right here, 1 Kings 12:25-29, up to Mark chapter 1 and 2. Marcus 13:1-2. Then as he went out of temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Teacher, see what manner of stones and what buildings are there?" And Jesus answered, said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not done, stone shall be left upon another, totally destroyed, then shall I be thrown down." Verse 17, and they caused their sons and daughters to pass through the fire, practice witchcraft and soothsaying, sold themselves to the evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. God already told through Moses not to follow all the abominations of the conquered nations in the promised land, and later through Isaiah, judgment. So God was provoked to anger against Israel, removing Israel. That's a cross reference right here. Verse 19. Also Judah did not keep commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel which they made. Judah, except a few kings, Supra, did not keep the word of God, but followed the written law made by Israel. Habakkuk asked God to reconsider his plan to judge Judah with Babylon, the evil instrument, but God said the vision was yet for an appointed time. the justice shall live by faith alone. Cross reference right here. And the Lord rejected all the descendants of Israel, afflicted them, and delivered them into the hand of plunderers until he had cast down from his side. For he tore Israel from the house of David, and they made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king. Then Jeroboam drove Israel from following the Lord, and made them commit a great sin. For the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did. They did not depart from them. Verse 23, until the Lord removed Israel out of his sight, as he had said by all his servants the prophets. So Israel was carried away from their own land to Assyria, as it is to this day. So 23 right here, due to Assyria resettlement between Israelite and foreign, the mixed of people resettled in Israel was known as a Samaritan, segregating from Jews, even though Jesus' ministry on the earth, the cross of John 4:9. 24, then the king of Assyria brought the people from Babylon, Kutars, Arvad, Hamath from Sepharvaim, and placed them in the city of Samaria instead of children of Israel, and they took possession of Samaria and dwelt in its cities. The king of Israel resettled the inhabitants between Israelites and foreigners against the potential revolt, like a Stalin dictator of the Soviet Union resettling inhabitants, see above the map, right here, 1724. 25. It was so, at the beginning of their dwelling there, they did not fear the Lord. Therefore, the Lord sent lions among them, which killed some of them. So they spoke to the king of Assyria, saying, the nations whom you have removed and placed in the city of Samaria do not know the rules of God of the land. Therefore he has sent lions among them, and indeed they are killing them because they do not know the rituals of God of the land. Then the king of Assyria commanded, saying, send there is one of the priests whom you brought to from here, let him go and dwell there, and let him teach them the rituals, the God of the land. Then one of the priests whom they had carried away from Samaria came to dwell in Bethel, and taught them how they should fear the Lord. However, ever the nation continued to make gods its own, and put them in the shrines on the high places which the Samaritans had made. Every nation in the cities where they dwelt, the men of Babylon made a Sukkot Binoth. The men of Kutz made a Nergal. The men of Hamath made Ashima. The Avites made Nebat the Tartar. And Sepharvites burned their children in fire to Adrammelech and Ammelech, the gods of Sepharvaim. So they feared the Lord, and from every class they appointed for themselves priests of the high places, who sacrificed for them in the shrines of the high places. They feared the Lord, yet served their own gods, according to the rituals of the nations from the among they were carried away. The foreigners in Samaria worshipped God as well as their traditional gods, like priests of many religions joined at the coronation of Charles III in England. Such politicians really don't love God more than any others. And so they did not follow his word, God's word. To this day, they continue practicing the formal ritual. They do not fear the Lord, nor do they follow their statutes of the ordinance of the law and commandment which the Lord had commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel, with whom the Lord had made a covenant and charged them, saying, You shall not fear other gods, nor bow down to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. But the Lord who brought you out from the land of Egypt with great power and an outstretched arm, him you shall fear, him you shall worship, and to him you shall offer sacrifice. Verse 37, and the statute, the ordinance, the law, and the commandment which he wrote, God wrote for you, you shall be careful to observe forever. Careful to observe forever. You shall not fear other gods. God wants us to observe carefully, to search forever. All things that Jesus commanded us, missing. His word is at risk of missing his target or over sin. So observing all things is most safe without the risk, and we can live by every word, as Jesus says. Luke 4:4. And the covenant that I have made with you, you shall not forget, nor shall you fear other gods, but the Lord your God you shall fear. And he will deliver you from the hand of all your enemies. However, they did not obey, but they followed their former rituals. So these nations feared the Lord, yet suffered their carved image. Also their children and their children's children have continued doing as their fathers did even to this day. It appeared objective in the sight of man, but it is against God, his word, or scripture. This is Deuteronomy 4:2. You shall not add the word which I command you, nor, you know, alteration. But this is alteration, the postal service. So we covered all three questions. Let's see the page 11. So you may click on QR code or in website address, you can see. Here, continually pray for brothers, sisters, children in Christ of the underground churches in Iran. So a lot of children converted to Christians, keep on praying. This is an evangelism gospel track right here. Also, CGN International Conference, you may be invited there. So next month, the last week. Okay, so let's just sing all together, Maranatha song.